This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Europe's biggest infrastructure project is a new 73-mile-long rail link passing under London. Called Crossrail, it promises to bring the city's transport system into the 21st century. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, it's also shedding light on London's past.
Since the tunnelling began, Crossrail has been pummeling Londoners with the benefits of the project.
Crossrail will increase London's rail capacity by 10% and carry over 200 million passengers every year.
But this is not the only advantage. As programme director Andy Mitchell is keen to add, Crossrail isn't just delivering a new rail line.
Crossrail is actually the largest archaeological dig that this country's seen in many, many years.
While burrowing under London, Crossrail has so far carried out dozens of archaeological excavations. 10,000 items have been discovered, from the Stone Age through to the Victorian era. The latest find, skeletons of victims of the plague that swept through Europe in the 14th century, is causing real excitement in archaeological circles.
It's fascinating stuff for us to get a small insight into what the population was like in those years.
Don Walker of the Museum of London says the find could shed further light on the biggest catastrophe to hit this city, causing seismic social change.
It wiped out perhaps up to half of the population. Everything changed. Labour became scarce, and that's why there are theories about it being responsible for ending feudalism.
Years of preparation are complete. The scene is set for the tunnel boring machines.
Crossrail is in the business of building a rail link. The archaeological work is incidental, but it is a legal obligation. The same for any major project in a sensitive site in Britain. Nick Elsdon of the Museum of London.
Virtually all of the archaeology, or a vast percentage of it in Britain these days, is actually done as a response to a commercial development funded by the developers themselves.
Crossrail says its archaeological work will cost around $9 million out of a total budget of $25 billion. A small price to pay, it says, for delving into this city's extraordinary past. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.